You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Angela Dittmar talks to her friend, Virginia Wisner, about growing up in Chattanooga during the time of segregation.
Virginia, you've enchanted me with stories of your life and your insight to what it was like growing up in Chattanooga as a Black woman during the 1960s.
I was born here in Alanga Hospital, in a segregated section of the hospital. I attended Ochenob Elementary and Ochenob Junior High, and finally Howard High School. What would happen was that I had all my classes early in the day. And what we would do is a group of girls would go to Erlanger Hospital to work. And our main job was to help them do the last meal and help get breakfast ready. And we were really at the bottom of the ranking scale. We were the little pantry maids. I had the good will, the good feeling to meet an older Black lady. And she was a maid, and she would watch me take all of the coffee and the sugar and the tea off of the trays that the patients didn't eat or use and send it back. And she took me aside and said, "Baby, don't do that. Don't do that. Leave everything here in the pantry, in the drawer, and I'm going to keep it for you." And what she wanted me to realize was that you're going to school, I'm proud of you, and I'm going to help you. Because when we would leave Erlanger Hospital, our pocketbooks were searched to see if we brought any food or anything that we shouldn't have. So they would just pat her on the head and just let her go and wouldn't even look in her pockets. But what she did was she collected everything that I left in those drawers over a summer. And at the end of my last day, she presented me with a canister that had all of the coffee, all of the sugar, all the tea that I could take, and that when I went back to college, I could share this with my roommates. We wouldn't have to spend money to go to a vending machine, because she was so happy and she was so proud. But she saw me as somebody's child, somebody's grandchild, and she also saw me as a wife and a mother and a teacher of another generation. And whereas maybe the security guards looked at her as an old city woman, she was really an angel in disguise. And she had a heart of gold. So that's a lesson, that you're never too small to help someone in life. So I've forgotten your name, but wherever you are, probably, I'm sure, in heaven. Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Is there anything you're most proud of that you've seen in your lifetime?
Yes, and this just came to me. It's amazing to have lived long enough to realize that at a certain amount of time, nothing stays the same. And even though nothing stays the same, we still need to learn lessons and not make the same mistakes over and over again. And one thing you also need to know is that whatever you're doing, you're standing on somebody's shoulders. People took a lot. They did a lot to get you where you are. And you have so many opportunities. Don't sell yourself so short. Tell yourself, I am somebody, and I will be somebody.
That was Virginia Wisner and Angela Dittmar. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.